BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Russia has launched another big air attack on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv. The mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said air defense systems had eliminated more than 20 explosive drones, but another wave was on its way. He warned of a difficult night and urged people to stay in their shelters. One person is reported dead. Iran and the Taliban authorities in Afghanistan have accused each other of starting a gun battle along their border. Reports say two Iranian border guards and one Taliban fighter were killed. Sanjay Dasgupta reports.
It was not immediately clear who fired first, nor what had provoked the incident, but it came amid growing tension between the two countries over water. Iran has accused Afghanistan's Taliban rulers of violating a 50-year-old treaty by restricting the flow of the Helmand River, which runs from the mountains of central Afghanistan into Lake Hamoon that straddles the border. The Taliban foreign minister, Amir Khan Muttaqi, has now met the Iranian ambassador, Hassan Kazemi Komi, to discuss border management and water distribution. But Iran has closed the Milak-Zaranj border post, a major commercial crossing and not the site of the clash, until further notice.
Turkey is about to hold its first ever presidential runoff election. Voters will decide whether or not Recep Tayyip Erdogan should remain in power after two decades. His challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has billed the vote as a referendum in Turkey's future direction. Both candidates are calling for a high turnout. Orla Giren is in Ankara.
Once again, voters in this deeply polarised country are being asked to choose between two very different visions of the future. Turkey's autocratic leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says a vote for him would maintain stability. His rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, is promising to bring change and to send all refugees home, period. That includes more than 3 million Syrians. His newly hardened stance is aimed at wooing nationalist voters.
Police in the Netherlands have arrested more than 1,500 climate activists who were protesting against fossil fuel subsidies. They were blocking a motorway in The Hague, close to the Dutch Parliament. Most of the demonstrators were released, but police said 40 would face prosecution. These protesters said that despite the disruption, their action was necessary.
I'm glad it is happening. I'm glad people are taking action.
Well, yeah. We are taking action, but the government should follow suit.
We're going to stay here until they drag us away. The climate change is an unfolding crisis. We know the cause, and it's still being subsidized by our government, so it really needs to stop.
World News from the BBC. Hong Kong has strongly criticised Amnesty International for alleging a Chinese Uyghur Muslim student has been missing since flying in from South Korea 2 weeks ago. The rights group said Abudu Wali Abdurrahman had messaged a friend that he was being interrogated by airport police and hasn't been heard from since. A Hong Kong official said there was no record of his arrival. Lawmakers in the US state of Texas have voted to impeach the Attorney General, Ken Paxton. The close ally of former President Donald Trump has been accused by fellow Republicans of abuse of office. He's alleged to have used his elected position to benefit himself and a campaign donor. Mr. Paxton has denied the charges. A French courtroom drama, Anatomy of a Fall, has won the prestigious Palme d'Or Prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Its director, Justine Triet, becomes just the third woman to win the top honour. Here's Claire Runacres.
Anatomy of a Fall is a courtroom psychothriller. It stars the German actress Sandra Hüller as a successful novelist accused of killing her husband at a chalet in the French Alps which they bought to repair their relationship. The only witness to the murder, their blind son. Unusually, Hüller also stars in the runner-up Grand Jury Prize winner, Zone of Interest. The Best Actor award was won by Koji Yakusho for his part in a Wim Wenders film, Perfect Days, about the apparently simple life of a toilet cleaner in Tokyo. Best Actress went to Merv Dizdar for her role as a rural schoolteacher in the Turkish drama About Dry Grasses.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the French Football League title for a record 11th time. A 1-1 draw in their away match with Racing Strasbourg secured the title, leaving them 4 points ahead of RC Lens, with a game to spare. In Germany, Bayern Munich have won an 11th consecutive Bundesliga title. BBC News.